Echo 8, Oscar Bravo 2 Dad, Detroit, Mobile 996. Who's the guilty?
ICP monitoring. Need ICP monitoring. Need ICP, nothing hurt. Come back, I walked on you. Doubled. The
800 OE. N8XP, N8XP, WAYRC.
The 800 OE. KB80OE. KB80OE, mobile. WDHCRQ mobile, WDHCRQ mobile, monitoring 52, not 52, just monitoring. WDHCRQ, southbound on 75. KV, SKV, N8FLK.
K-E-8-A-Z-I, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India, listening.
K-F-8-D-O-I, mobile. This is W-D-H-C-R-Q, W-D-H-C-R-Q, mobile, southbound on 75. Name is Armin.
DRQ versus KE8, AZI, how are you doing this fine day? My name is Rich.
Well, good morning, Rich. Fine business. Nice, beautiful day. I've got a product here I got to take down to Flint, get it repaired, then go back up north again. So I'm coming out of Augray. I've been away for about 3 months in Arizona, retired, and just got home. So tell me a little bit about yourself, WDHCRQ.
Well, how you doing there? It's nice where I'm at here, too, at the moment. I'm here in Saginaw. I'm an older base station, but I like the old thing. And I'm actually thinking about going out and raking some leaves out and putting them in paper bags and rolling some plastic out that somebody left out. And kind of unusual for me. I'm originally from the country. I come from about 2.5 hours north of here in Michigan. And I just thought I'd try to get on the radio. It seemed 10 meters seems to be dead today, or I'm having problems with my tuning.
Okay, fine business. Did I get the name right? Is it Rich? WDHRQ.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. My name is Rich. Originally, if you look at my license, I'll be listed as Bel Air, Michigan. I have not changed my address as of yet. I've just been here for a short while, and, well, you know, things go as we get older, we move on in life.
Okay, yeah. Well, you say you were used to be 2.5 hours north of here, so I don't know where that would be, but... Augray is quite a ways for me. I mean, I came out of the Flint area, and that's where I used to work. Then when I retired, I moved to Augray. So I had bought a place from my father-in-law there, and lo and behold, it's exactly what I was looking for. It just so happens I bought it before I got married to his daughter. I didn't know she came along with the deal, so anyway. 37 years ago, but everything's worked out. I'm 83 years old, so I'm up there, and I married a younger woman, but only about 7 years younger. So where were you used to be, Rich, up there in the northern country, WDHRQ?
Well, I spent so many years up there, I don't really call it the northern country. I won't call this down south either, it's just lower Michigan where I'm at. I'm in Saginaw at the moment. A little town called Bel Air in Antrim County. Before that, I was in Charlevoix County. Before that, Houghton Lake. I originated when I was a kid out of Oakland County. Like I said, as we get older, in between work and a new wife, who knows where we're going to end up. We just kind of go with the flow.
Okay, fine business. Well, I'm on a second marriage, so I was married 22 years the first time, so. And, was single then, and then found another lady, and we've been married now 37. I took on a 9 and 11-year-old, and my children are already were grown, so, but they all get along, so that's pretty good luck there, that's for sure. And they definitely get along too well sometimes. They tease each other back and forth, so, anyway. I've been in ham radio a long, long time, so, and I left it for a while and came back in 73. So, yeah, I, got into it when I was in high school, and then I dropped out because there was no 2 meters repeaters back then. And then in 73, they had just started to come back in, and I decided I was down in Atlanta, Georgia, doing a job, and I said, hey, I think I'm going to get back into this hobby. So back to you, Rich, WDHRQ.
Hey, all right, you're a real operator. You had to come in on a novice. Which means, well, that'd be one of my goals, to actually be able to figure out how to do CW without using a computer. I'm so nervous about it, I haven't even tried it on a computer yet. But I absolutely love the idea of it. And, yeah, sounds like you've definitely been around a while. I had love for it all my life. I didn't get licensed till I was... 2015, I'm still a tech. I would like to move up this year. And I wish I knew when my grandfather became licensed, but that's who turned me on to it, and I've been hooked to it ever since then.
Oh, yeah, CW. Yeah, well, when the extras were out there and so forth, and you had to do 20 words a minute, that wasn't so bad, but the exam was absolutely horrendous, and a lot of guys just went to advanced and said that's where we're stopping. But now everything has got a little bit different and so forth, and I got the extra finally, so it's been nice. And yeah, CW, it's just like music. Yeah, I mean, you learn the patterns to it and so forth, so. And there's some real good tiers up there, I'll tell you. You wouldn't think there's very many CW operators, but wait till you hear 160 meters and it's a CW weekend contest. Holy mackerel. Where did they all come from? And they're good at it, too. Boy, I tell you, it's scary. But I had a friend that was very good at CW and did it for years and years, and then he passed away on me, so I'm a little bit slower now. Hi. But it goes along with the territory of aging. Back to you. Well, Rich, you got a signal going in, but no audio, so I'll catch up with you later, maybe. WDACRQ.
Okay, I apologize. I just got a phone call and I've got to take that. I apologize. You have a very good day. I'll be monitoring on site.
Just testing. Keep it up under.
The testing station, you're making the repeaters and so forth. So I don't know. I'm sure you're in a link system, so. Anyway, you're getting on WDHCRQ.
Yep, thanks for watching it on the border. Keep it up for me.
Hey, Jeff, look for my message for the Lapeer Tower out on Slack. Have a good day. N8XP.
Okay. You text it or email or what?
I sent it to you on Slack directly. Somebody was out there trying to get in there. I got to get the internet back up and get the cameras going. It sounds like somebody was trying to get in the gate.
Okay. I'll look at it. Keep it up to there.
N8XP.
B8OOE mobile.
test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. FKPP from W8FU.
He answers you on P25.
I go.
Okay. You need help or let me just kick a radio on?
I mean, I don't really need help, but if you're out and about, you know where I'll be.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be up there by the time I get there, so. Alright. I'll keep both on. If you need anything, let me know. Or just call me, either way.
Yeah, I'm just collecting stuff up at home here, getting ready to hit the road. It might be a cable problem.
Okay, pretty good. I told him he's trying to get in the building.
Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu, monitoring. KCA Delta Zulu,
test, 1, 2, 3.
It's working.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sure, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Wait, but look it. Look. No qualified receipt. Yep. We're still receiving.
Yeah, so the PO. Check your Slack, or not Slack, your Telegram. I have, for some reason, I found my screen, my notes from when I did the other MCR3000s. For some reason, I am using Logic High, not low.
Well, let me get on Slack here.
Not Slack, Telegram, but yeah.
Test 1-2. Gotta run down to the car.
You stuck one in your where?
Delta Zulu, Homer.
Bob. All right, could you guys just, like, back off for a minute and let us fix this? Check 1212. Hello, test.
Check 1-2-3, red light. We're good. KPP.
TOTDIS.
Test 1-2-3. 1-2-3-4-5.
Sword, I'm going to reset the asterisk instance so you might lose it for a second.
All right, cool. We just threw it all back together. Everything looks copacetic. I think we're rocking and rolling.
Okay, I think I've been working on the online page there for you right now, so it's almost done. I added the other voters, So I'm going to check those here in a second too, but oh, I didn't. I got to reset it once. I didn't save the file. Damn it. Alright, there we go. 1, 2, 3. Come on, there you are.
Mr. Peter in Guilford.
I'm sorry, what?
Is this repeater in Guilford?
It depends. What repeater are you on?
What was that?
So it depends on what repeater you're actually on. There's multiple repeaters here.
145.310.
And you're on the repeater in Guilford.
It's got a lot of range because I'm in Tawas right now.
Yeah, it's pretty in a pretty tall tree, so yeah, not the end of the world.
And you know, JF.
Yes. MJS.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if I made it in or not. Yeah, I'm in Grand Blanc, and I'm able to, I think, bring this up pretty good. I can hear it really good down here.
Well, I'm in Grand Blanc, too, so, yep. It's a high footprint. If you're on 3, yeah, you're on 3-1. It's a high-profile repeater. You also hear yourself on 14738 in Flint, and as well, plus Fenton and all those others, so...
Okay. Yeah, I'm going into the 14531 up there. I guess it's north of Bay City or something. But yeah, I didn't realize the 14738 and the one in Fenton. I remember the one in Fenton years ago used to be linked up with one in Saginaw. I think it was, oh man, I don't even remember what it was, but it wasn't the 147240, there was a different one. I think it was 145330. Maybe it's not even linked anymore. It's been so long since I've used 2-meter. I'm kind of out of, everything's changed since the last time I used 2-meter.
No, you're right. So 14533 in Saginaw, 14728 in Lansing, 14678 in Fenton, 14662 in Lapeer, 14531 in Guilford, 14738 in Flint, and now the 147200 in Macomb are all connected in the hub here. And you're getting, just so you know, you're getting into, Guilford has a receiver in Flint, and you're full scale into the Flint receiver. You're also full scale into the main receiver in Guilford and the secondary receiver in Guilford. So you're making it great into all those for the 3-1.
Okay, good deal. Now I'm just running a dual set of 4-element Yagis up on kind of the side of my tower. It's not up all the way to the top. I wish it was, but it's up about 40 feet, kind of pointing northwest towards Saginaw. I used to talk to some friends up there, Simplot, and I haven't turned this thing on in many, many years. So really good. Really good to see that it's expanded. I don't think Lapeer or any of that stuff, or Macomb definitely wasn't before, so that's good to hear. All right, you guys have a good one. I'm going to get out of here. N8 MJS, clear.
Yeah, Lapeer came up, 6, 7, 8 months, or 9 months ago, I think. Now he's got it in. Macomb, we just did last Saturday, so that's a fresh one. And then they're at the Macomb site cleaning up right now because they made some fixes. W8FS.
One last comment. I wonder if there's ever any plans to get the repeater and Wyandotte part of it. That would really expand the coverage down to that part of the state, too. That's a pretty powerful machine down there. I remember when I had I had a 13B2 Cushcraft on top of a different tower I had on the property once, and I could make that one rather easily, but no big deal. It just seems like they're covering quite a big area of the state, so that would probably be a good one to cover that lower half. Maybe just a thought. All right, take care. N8MJS.
Everything should sound nice and pretty now.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
Sounds a heck of a lot better, buddy.
Imagine that. When we set logic properly, things might work properly. It was just a long day Saturday.
We were trying to look for a place to put the GPS sensors, but the lock spins, but it won't let us in the room. Lock, but just the handle won't let us up there, so we're going to have to figure out, it just adds on to it. Everything you try to do, everything goes wrong. There's another thing. The key spins the lock, but it won't let us in the room. Sounds really clean now.
Keying up the radio.
You stuck what in your where?
Stuck a dual bander on my roof. Anywho, gonna run this, see how the squelch tail worked out.
Gotcha. And since I sent you the other link, you can see how your signal is.
Roger. I am noticing just a little tail ending. I'm hearing like the last syllable of my, when I unkey, I'm hearing like the last syllable or so. And sometimes I hear that on All-Star Links, sometimes I don't. I don't know what makes these any different than anything else.
Well, you're always going to kind of hear it, so if you take a pause and then you unkey, you should be fine. Because you got to think, you're always going to be decoding and encoding.
Right. I just, you know, I operate the same on every All-Star Link I'm on. It's just some I notice it, some I don't. So it's just, it's peculiar. You know, why you hear it on some but not on others. But, yeah, you know, when you're on an All-Star network, you're going to hear a little bit of that.
Now, if your radio did reverse burst properly, you wouldn't really hear that. But, you know, come on now. You're on an AMI radio.
Squelch tail test. Seems like the two problems were linked, as I suspected.
Well, we got to figure it out, so that's the best thing. All right, I'm going to make link macros, and then,
She actually sounds cleaner. It does sound good. So there's that. We'll see.
I'm going to be bad and go in here and get me some ice cream.
I will be back. Sawdite! Roger. Gotcha.
See, why is there a zapping on my signal?
I hear that. Where are you at, Dave?
I'm at my house.
I think I noticed that the other day as well. On weak signals, there's a little like staticky kind of weird electrical noise on the weaker signals, and you know, at a certain level. So it may bear some looking into at some point, but wait until we get the other receivers up.
KTV, Skoda.
Skoda? Man, where's that?
It's just west of Ontario.
Now I'm all confused. Skoda and Ontario, them are two different countries.
Yeah, just running a little mobile going north on 23. You're not as confused as you thought you were.
Which repeater are you on?
I am on the 145310, which I'm surprised I can still hit. I know you got over in Reno there somewhere.
That's Hose Machine in Bay City. Not sure on that, though. Or is that the Frankenmuth Machine?
No, it's the Siemens repeater in Guilford.
Where is Guilford?
East of Bay City. Really called Guilford, but out of business. What's funny is we actually have three sites in Guilford. There's more ham stuff in Guilford from us than I think hams in Guilford. There's not a whole lot of hams anywhere anymore, doesn't seem. Well, the mayor, he used to cut my hair.
Alright, no, I'm scared. I'll be right back. I need to refill my glass. I'll be up soon.
Alright, off the phone. Dave, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Did you make it out to Bald Mountain for the POTA?
Yep, I was there for a little bit. I didn't have any equipment with me, but yeah, Greg and Dave and Dakota had stations, but I don't know what the result was.
Yeah, okay. The weather was so nice, and I didn't have anything really cooking after breakfast. I thought about joining you, but then this kind of happened, and next thing you know, I'm on my way up to the repeater site. So there was something that was bugging me, and I just really couldn't let it. I couldn't let it go till Monday. It would have bugged me all weekend.
Yeah, let me see if I... Okay, yeah, it is bugging a little bit. I'm listening, back monitoring myself on the phone. Weird how it is. I hear it on your signal, too, so it's not just me.
Well, I'm deliberately running low power, so, you know, to see just how the performance is. But I would expect better. I'm surprised, so I'll have to double-check that receiver, make sure that thing's all tuned up as good as it can be. But, you know, of course, when we get the receivers in, a lot of that will be mitigated just by virtue of having multiple receivers. Got to work on getting one out to the west.
Yeah, as far as, you know, this radio here has got decibel meters or whatever on the thing, so it's like negative 71 decibel meters or whatever. You know, I think that's what it's called, right? And that's equivalent to, like, S9 plus 10, I guess, on this radio.
Fred's got a
voter monitor set up. You know, now the other two receivers aren't active, but you can look at your RSSI into the repeater. I'll have to send it over to you when I get a chance, unless Fred sends it over on Telegram to you or something.
Oh, Telegram. That's right. Where am I going?
You know, one thing I've noticed, Fred, is we get a kind of a warbly kind of, any network traffic starts to warble a little bit, gets difficult to listen to. Happens quite a bit on this. So kind of curious what that's all about, you think. More so than I've heard on any other link.
Really? I guess I'm not listening to the I'm here on the network side, so I'm not hearing the actual transmitter output.
That's a really weird kind of like, you know, as you're talking, and like during the net last week, I know one of the guys here, ZYQ, he wanted to check into it, but by the time it got around to him, he couldn't understand that control. It was so wobbly. You know, it's not like, it's like a normal digitizing. It's kind of a consistent warbling, you know, and it doesn't like, you know, normally when you go digital, it's like for a little bit, then you're clear, then you digitize. This is like a consistent, you know, blah, 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 you know, and to the point where it interferes and you can't hear.
I guess I need to listen to the transmitter, so I guess I've not heard of that.
Well, you sound okay now, so it came for last several transmissions, now it's...
Alright, put the link in the Telegram.
Alright, yeah, Dave, that link let you look at your RSSI into the receiver.
Trying to see where I am. Well, I'm on my phone, so maybe it's not showing. Yeah, it just says network source.
Click the voter icon on the bottom, on the far left.
Roger. Oh, it's neat. 255. It's like maxed out.
I got it clicked, I noticed the same thing when I brought it up.
Well, that was crappy. If you on the left side menu, you got home and you should see Mac Voter. Just click Mac Voter.
Roger.
I must be making it in okay, because this is like 250. Okay, there, it keeps on going up and down from 250 to 255. So I guess I got a good signal into it then if it's 255. KF8S, because I'm bad at IDing. So how do I show up in the little RSSI meter? Full scale, 255. Okay, yeah, I'm still in town. I stopped and grabbed some ice cream. I had to break my diet. How dare they put a Dairy Queen in Mount Clemens? Yeah, there's a nice one at 20, what is it, Hall Road and North Avenue. Right over there, there's like this EQ Grill and Chill. Oh yeah, I love that one, hamburgers. I just go get hamburger from that one. I like it. Sean said he was going to go try it out. I told him Burger King-like. He said his wife prefers Burger King. So, N-A-K-P-P, because they didn't say that. So, I'm heading north. All I got with me is my little handy talkie, but I have it hooked on an outside antenna, so I might be able to work pretty good for a while.
Yeah, I'm trying out this N9TAX, you know, one of those roll-up Slim Jim antennas. And works okay in the window, but I have a feeling that if I go get my mag mount 2x4 and put it on, like, a cookie sheet or something, it'll probably be better.
Well, that's what they say. A cookie sheet with a mag mount is pretty good. This thing still should be doing pretty good on a gross spec in Hall Road. I take that back, crash it in Hall Road.
Yeah, you're still showing full scale on the voter thingy.
Yeah, I'm going to head up towards 26 miles, so that was tested from here to there to see how accurate it is.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me offline where the receive sites are going. I'm just curious, like, you know, not exact, but, like, whereabouts you're going to be. You can tell me that offline.
Oh, it's no secret. Pretty much really, really close to the Warren repeater and really, really close to the Richmond repeater.
So I did some experiments out at Bald Mountain, and I was like, so the GRMS Macomb repeater was able to get in from over there. Couldn't get into this one, but I tried on the other network, and I was able to get into Richmond from Bald Mountain, which I thought, I don't know how, I mean, I don't know exactly what the distance is from that, but, like, I could get in there, but I couldn't get into Warren or Mount Clemens, so I imagine Richmond's probably in the same, like, northern latitude or whatever.
Yeah, it's right downtown, so it's not, you know, and it's up there a few inches, so, and it's protected, so, it's very well protected, so it's, it's there, but yeah, it's kind of weird you send a GMRS in this one. That's kind of weird because literally those two repeaters are right next to each other, but I don't know about the antenna part of it because we couldn't get, the door would unlock, but it wouldn't open because we were going to go look at them, but we couldn't get there. So, and it's like in the story of this project from day one. Nothing goes smooth. Everything is triple the time you think it is. Even something as simple as going and look at the antennas and make sure that they're all okay. You know, it's like even something like you can't even get into the door. That's like, good God, stop. Make the bad man go away.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think Mount Clemens is still going to do better for me than Richmond. Richmond's a little bit weaker as far as, like, on the other network. And I just anticipate Mount Clemens is going to be the closest voting thing for me.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. You know, the other thing, too, is, like, with the UHF repeater, it seems to do real, real well going north. Because, like, I always, when I go to Lansing, visit my daughter for work or what have you, I can carry it along 69 for quite a ways. And at my house, it's like a toss-up between the UMP and the Richmond repeater. And you would think, you know, line of sight stuff and everything else like that, that Richmond would be better at my house. But it's kind of like a crapshoot, whichever one's better. I mean, they're kind of like equal. So I agree with you there. It's like, okay, which one's going to be the thing? But I do know that Sean has plans of either a better antenna or relocating this antenna up a little bit higher because I don't think it's all the way up there. So I do know that that is one of his long-term plans to fix that. so, but the other thing is that it does remarkably well going north, so, which is either by design or by luck, but he's happy with it going that way.
Yeah, I think that was the point too, right, so that it could get up to the northern area. But yeah, I saw you jumping down all the way to like 200, but you're still steady in there, up in the 250s.
Yeah, I'm exactly 1 mile north of 23 mile on I-94. I'll probably get up at 25 mile or whatever they call it, M29 Washington Street. I'm not sure what the heck it's called, but the one exit between 26 mile and 23 mile. I'll probably get off right there. Then once you turn into Baltimore, then all hell breaks loose because somebody dug a hole and put a town there. So, yes, they even have problems with the professional repeaters covering, and that antenna's about 2 to 3 miles away, if that. So it's just something about New Baltimore and RF. So that's why I used your help the other day, excuse me, to get the All-Star up and running. I did get that. It took me quite a bit, but I was putting the macros in the wrong spot. Where it says macro equals 5, I was putting all of the commands in there, and I couldn't get it to do nothing. And then finally I saw, I studied your little writing there, and I thought, oh, and I searched for the word macro, and there was another word macro, and then I moved them all down there, and then everything started working. So thanks for the help there, but that was one of those things that took me forever to figure out, and I was like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? So finally I got so mad at it, I just resorted to using all stuff, but I got it, so I'm happy.
Yeah, so basically it sounds like they just need to have like a receiver site right outside of New Baltimore where it's up a little bit.
Yeah, that would be good. Fire station or something like that, and then just put everything there. So I'm getting off at exit 247 right now. So how am I doing on the little meter thing?
Still doing well. It's like 245 and above, and I'm not sure how calibrated that meter is, or what does zero look like, or what does 10 look like, you know, stuff like that. Getting a better indication now that you're dropping out, so I wouldn't consider it maybe like an S meter kind of reading. It's just which, you know, kind of relative strength type of thing. It'd be cool if it showed the RSSI on it, but it's like, within it says, I'm reading the description, it says, yeah, relative strength range approximately 30 decibels represented in a range of 0 to 255. So I don't know if that's like 0 to 30 above S9 or what that means.
Freddy, do you know what it means? I'm coming into town right now.
You're on your last rope there. I'm going to clear out of here. I'll be monitoring, though. KF8.
Yeah, I'm just kind of handy-talky in this subdivision, but I do have an outbound antenna, and I've never really calibrated it, so I probably should do that. So, carry on.
Well, I got my 255 badge, 249A.
KPP, playing with the voter.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is BYNU.
BYNU, good evening to you. This is NAWCB. Well, day number three is completed, and how are we doing today?
It was honestly a miserable day. It was so busy between phones and radio. It was just hard to keep up, but tomorrow, and then I'm off, so just gotta get through tomorrow. How was your day?
I hate those kind of days where you're barely trying to keep up, but hey, you made it. You're off the door, and we say one more to go, but we're doing pretty good here. Really, you haven't done a whole lot. Just a lot of housekeeping type of things. Just kind of staying indoors today. Not a lot going on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How does the repeater sound? What do you think?
It sounds pretty good. I was kind of listening there, monitoring a few minutes before you came on. Sounded like there was a little bit of work being done on it or a couple of adjustments made, but no, it sounds great.
Yeah, these guys did an awesome job. I am so impressed. I mean, just to be a part of a talented team and have some talented guys working on this. Man, this is awesome. This is cool.
It makes a difference. That's for sure. Sometimes there has to be upgrades made or adjustments made. And, you kind of go through the years. Whether you're using a piece of equipment or something like this, and you just kind of getting by through the years, you don't really pay them attention, and when there's an upgrade or adjustment, tune-up or whatever, it's like, wow, now I definitely see or feel the difference of it, but I agree, they've done a good job on it. It sounds good.
Yeah, now we gotta get an all-star note here. Looking at putting one together, so you'll have to invest in one too, Dad. It's a pretty handy thing to have.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Definitely from what I've heard of it and that. It would be a good extra piece to have it, just so to keep the toolbox or the radio box there, capabilities, maybe one day, but definitely good prospects for you right now, I think.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I'm looking forward to it, so we'll see how it goes with pricing them out and getting all the stuff here together. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. I tell you, you're definitely getting high tech there. You're definitely investing in the hobby and getting some good radio equipment in, and again, some good tools. And hey, you might as well use them. And enjoy using ham radio to the max.
I like it. It's been a lot of learning, and I like that. I like to learn stuff, and it's been fun. I'm enjoying it.
Good. I'm glad for you there. Like I say, I'm enjoying it on this end as well. And Calvin and I were talking a couple weeks ago. Basically what we said, that it's, again, there's a lot of facets to it. There's a lot that you can learn and grow in, a lot of avenues that you can take, and a lot of uses. Enjoy it with the way it's comfortable for you, and use it as much or as little, get your hands in there and enjoy it.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that you got me into it, convinced me to get into this hobby. So, hopefully, get Mike in there. He's been studying and getting to know the material. So, hopefully, in time, he'll take the test and have another ham in the family.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad that you got involved in it, and like you say, it's kind of pushing you to get involved a little bit more, and enjoying what I got to work with, and for Vita, I think you'll pick up and grow. You've got good people to bounce questions off of, or learn from it. He's young. He's a little bit younger, a lot younger than I am. We're seeing a lot more than I can, and can definitely carry the ball and run with it more. So that's pretty neat. NAWPG.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah. I'm glad you're getting out there and trying to make contacts and stuff. That's cool, Dad. I'm happy for you, Dad, and I'm proud of you that you're stepping out of your comfort zone there and reaching out and trying to make those QSOs. It's cool. It really is. The growth there, and even on both sides, your side and my side, it's pretty cool. I'm excited. I'm excited for Micah. I think he'll like it. I know Zach is kind of showing a little bit of interest in radio, so yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll get the kids going.
Yeah, there you go. Zach will get in and go for his oxy there. He's a little bit younger in kids or something. I think that's kind of cool. But, I've read the last couple of days, hearing of kids, young people that are involved at ham radio. I think there was one article I was reading. Young lady got her general license, and I think it's cool too that the clubs are encouraging say for me, it's, you know, I've just been using it through the years, the net, the Skywarn, and the ARPSC and that. It's like, it is different to reach out. That was something that I had a tougher time back in the day. And so that's where I got into my comfortable niche there with React. And, so it is pretty cool to say you meet a lot of neat people, a lot of great people out there.
Well, yeah, I've got some great, you know, mentors, with you and Paul and with Mike. You know, you guys have invested a lot of time and teach me a lot of stuff, and it was definitely with Paul, and you know, I appreciate him and his willingness to answer questions, or to be like, no, don't do it that way, do it this way, or to help out. I appreciate his wisdom and faithfulness, and Mike and as well, his input and wisdom, and it's cool. It's really cool to have. And some guys, they got one Elmer. I got three, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. There from Shelby, and I know Rich is a PCP there for the North section. There's others that, again, that's the time. You remember those people and pass the torch there, and invested a new amp as well. Pretty neat talking to some of the newer guys out there, and saying, hey, you can do this, or you can do that with it, and like, wow, you're on the air, it's pretty cool, hit the ball,
Yeah, for sure, so, yeah, good stuff, you guys got any plans for the weekend?
I get you on that one. That's usually how it went for me. I worked at that 3-day long weekend, and Monday, was spent trying to get back and get back into things. You're so beat up and worn out for the weekend. I usually found it was weird that my Wednesday and Thursday I had off back in the day were my most productive days, even over the weekend, the long weekend. Like everybody was, at work or school, and could get more things done for some reason. I don't know what it is, but yeah, definitely get you on that one. And hopefully everybody gets to feel it better there, and somebody else gets it better.
Okay, ladies. Yeah, same.
that's part of being a dad. That's for certain. You know, if kids can't fuck you, how it goes. I think you probably should take that rest. Glad you turned down the overtime. I don't think you wanted it there, but again, it's better to take an extra day or get the feeling better and build that strength back up there. Help you guys out. Hopefully it's supposed to be pretty decent week here. Today we're supposed to have a little rain off and on.
Trying to get the rest and trying to get a little bit of downtime. It's hard to be, being an adult, as a kid, it's like, you got all the time in the world. As an adult, it's like, this has got to be done. It's really hard to, have any downtime. But I'm glad it isn't, get the overtime. Glad to have the extra time off.
I concur, definitely. Definitely have learned through the years, especially, catching pneumonia. I should have listened to mom and took a couple, 3 days off there. I gotta go to work. I don't want to lose any time. I ended up catching pneumonia, and I ended up losing a lot of time. So, it's better to take that extra day. I also know what you're saying. Gotta get this done. Always something that has to get done in camping. I suppose that's the way to go.
For sure. So, well, Dad, I am home. Definitely 13's coming along. And good conversation on the way north. And appreciate you and your example. Dad, ham radio operator of Dispatcher, appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate you, Dad. You guys have a good night tonight. Enjoy your evening, and my barbecue. I don't know. We'll see. But you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll get to talking here hopefully tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate you too as well. Pray for you always, and thankful for you. And again, proud of you and your example as well. Just continue plugging along there. Walk it by faith at this point. Good to do this conversation tonight, and definitely let you head on in. Good night for a barbecue there. One of these days we'll have to do it. But anyway, thanks for the ride along and enjoyed talking with you. We'll have to do it again. 73 Canadian Review of the Family. This is November 8th with me, Charlie Bravo, and we will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, come on, we said hi.
73, then ADSU, TFA, that's testing 10 watts to Macomb. A little buzz on it. Gonna try higher power. KFAS testing, 25 watts. I don't think it matters.
KFA, well. WFFR, KFA, well. KFA, well, monitoring.